Hello there, and welcome to the podcast of the Colin McGrath Breakfast here on Clare FM. This is brand new. We didn't normally do this. We did podcast segments of the show, but now we're going to podcast all of the segments of the show once a week. We also air the Colin McGrath Breakfast Show extra on Sunday mornings now from 7 until 8. And every week, just to be different, I'm going to invite someone else into the studio for the lols of the band. It's Rory Hall. Hello.
Good morning.
Rory Hall, the presenter of Clare FM's Drive Time show. I've got a task for you, Rory.
Okay.
To introduce the podcast this week, I'm looking for a live jingle. You've got a good deep voice.
Okay.
So I'm looking for you to say something like, and now it's time for the Colin McGrath Breakfast Podcast.
Okay.
So as soon as you do it, we're going to crack on into the podcast for this week. It's all yours.
So it's the Colin McGrath Breakfast Podcast, yes?
Correct.
Cool. It's the Colin McGrath Breakfast Show Podcast. On Clare FM.
That'll do.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Cool. It's the Colin...
No, that's it. We're starting.
Oh, we're
now.
Done. All right. Okay.
Here's the podcast.
Okay.
I don't know what way to be about the weather, though.
Yeah, I don't know either.
First of all, and this is really important that people take notice of what I'm about to say. Well, it's important to take notice of everything I say, but this is very important, right?
Right.
Met Éireann are the ones to follow.
Yes.
The Meteorological Service of Ireland, Met Éireann, lads. Mm-hmm. Not any other weather forecaster sitting in his bedroom up the country who's got a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're making things out to be worse than Met Éireann are, and you've got to trust the science.
Yep.
It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving an orange weather warning for the entire country, which, you know, it's going to be a brisk breeze today,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's not a red warning. Mm-hmm. That's not been issued by Met Éireann. But if all these bedroom forecasters putting out photographs on Instagram and Facebook and everybody's sharing them going, oh my God, it's red, it's not. Relax yourselves now, lads. Stay tuned to Clare FM and calm down. But isn't that true to say, though?
It is, I suppose, yeah.
All these guys, anyone who has a laptop...
But still, orange is very dangerous.
No, it is. I'm not saying it's not, but I'm just saying anyone now who has a laptop can be a weatherman and people will believe him. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Which isn't that what happened the last time round? It was all it these is. Bedroom forecasters, as you say, that got everyone excited.
Exactly. And people then were almost disappointed when...
And blaming veteran first.
Yeah. I mean, lads, catch a hold of yourselves, right?
Yeah.
Do you know, there's a crowd, we're paying a crowd to do it and they're doing it.
Yeah.
Right? They're called Met Éireann, the Irish Meteorological Service, right? They'll look after you. Gerald Fleming will wink at you, and he'll sort it out. That's the way it's going to happen, right? He's retired now, isn't he?
He is, isn't he?
Oh, I loved him. He's great. I love the end of the weather.
Showing your age there,
Colin. I think he was winking at me directly. all the best, and good night. And a wink. He almost did a little click, but he's, you know, it was brilliant. I didn't think about it. Gerald Fleming's brilliant. He's got a text from my young lad already. Is it red to be going to school?
Mm.
I mean, yes, get out of bed, you lump. Go to school. People on Facebook, are the schools closed? No, they're not, they're open. It's driving you mad, wouldn't it? For sake, look. Before we had these weather warnings, these colour-coded weather warnings, it was just, geez, a windy old Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what you had.
You know what I mean? Like, you just relax yourself with that.
Might be a bit gushy today.
And maybe the electricity will go, guess what, it'll come back again. Be fine. Everybody stock up. Go get your battery chargers. Have the cans. Yeah, I do, but, like, chill.
You're in particularly good form today, aren't you?
I'm in great form, actually. But I just, like, people just go into this mass hysteria. It's ridiculous.
I know.
Lads, it'll be fine, okay? And we're doing a normal thing. I put up this poll on Facebook, actually, just a while ago. And I got a text. Somebody said, can't believe we're putting up a Facebook poll with the way the weather is. It's actually perfect out there now.
Now, but here...
Yeah?
It's worse along the coast.
Yeah, I know, but we shouldn't stop the world, you know. It's not a Declan Ernie song, stop the world and let me off. Like. So the poll anyway is about the following. So what you're watching on the television last night.
Mm.
And I wanted to, I suppose, gauge the temperature of people that listen to this programme and the people that follow us on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
So I gave two options, and the third option is comment if you're watching something else. So the two options I gave are Winter Love Island and Room to Improve.
Uh-huh.
Were you watching either or anything last
night? I didn't
watch
either of them, but I recorded both.
Okay.
And I've never done Love Island before, but I feel like everybody's always talking about it, so I kind of want to...
Yeah. Well, based on the poll so far, 86% of people were watching Room to Improve and 14% were watching Winter Love Island. Mm-hmm. And I'm going on my phone now for a second, right, because I put up a thing on my own Instagram. Winter Love Island, do you give a do you care, basically? And the latest is that 29% do and 71% don't. Mm. So I don't think it's going to be as big a deal as the last Love Island.
Interesting.
They need to put someone from Longford in there and then we might all get a bit of interest in such thing. That's going to be the way to go. So if you get yourself out to the Facebook page, there's well over 100 votes at the minute. 13% of those who took part were watching Winter Love Island. 87%. And Dermot Bannum should be thrilled with us this morning. 87% were watching Room to Improve. Hey Cullum, I watched Dermot building his own house, says Ger. John was watching Louis Theroux's documentary on the BBC. Now Louis Theroux's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
His documentaries are excellent.
To be fair, yeah.
A texter says, lads, I'm up in Galway, there's hardly a puff of wind. But we say yes.
Yet.
Martina says, morning Cullum, morning Fiona from Kilkee. It's a normal windy morning here.
Oh, okay.
And hey, listen Fiona, have you ever walked in a city, right, and come across a person or a group of people preaching?
I have.
You know, there's something, like, you'd see it probably, like, on Cruises Street in Limerick.
Uh-huh.
Or Shop Street in Galway.
Uh-huh.
Or Grafton Street in Dublin.
Uh-huh.
And they're kind of saying, oh, you're all God's children, and, you know, all the usual stuff, and, you know, pray and you'll be healed, and this, that, and the other. Well, last weekend, there was an American gentleman, and the way the Americans preach is far different than what we'd know from going to Mass, for example.
Yes.
They're very open, and they tell you you have to believe, and they do these public sort of healing sessions and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one preacher decided he needed to heal. I suppose you'd describe the gentleman as an inner-city Dublin gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
He looked worse for wear. He was, you know, he had crutches, and he claimed to have had pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
So the healer wanted to do his healing thing and heal him. And the way he was doing it was, you know, he'd say, like, pneumonia, be gone. You know, get out of this man's body. I think it's bunkum.
Right.
Right. Have a listen to what happened, right? This is on the streets in Dublin last week.
Laura, you are the healer of pneumonia.
Okay, first of all, that's Laura, the healer of pneumonia, okay? So, you know, he was setting out his stall really early on, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So, you're going to love this. Listen to this.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you said by your stripes we are healed. I pray for this man that you would heal him of pneumonia, whatever these sicknesses are in his body.
So what doctors would do is they'd probably put you on antibiotics, bed rests. If it's pneumonia, they'll probably give you a nebulizer or something. Maybe steroids too, to build you up.
Right.
But the way the preacher does is they say, like, pneumonia, be gone.
I command them to leave right now. Pneumonia, leave his body. Uproot yourself and go. In Jesus' name.
Uproot yourself and go, pneumonia. Right. So the man was there and he was believing and all that. So got to the end of the healing session.
Uh-huh.
And the American preacher said, you're healed. To which the guy responded,
amen, but I still feel sick.
Amen, but I still feel bleeding sick. Listen to this together.
Amen, but I still feel sick.
Into the microphone for everybody to hear, let down with a bang. Yeah, there's a video of that doing the rounds on social media, by the way.
Right.
At the minute, and it's priceless to see the guy standing there, like, kind of swaying, going along with it, thinking, you'd almost think he is being healed.
Yeah. But you can't go mocking people's faith.
I didn't mock anybody. I just
I
said I don't
believe.
I'm not mocking his faith. I'm mocking the fact that he's saying, pneumonia be gone.
Yeah, but he obviously believes that with a little bit of positive thought and all that.
And
prayer.
I'm the most cynical man in life.
I get that.
Yeah, no, I really am, aren't I? Like,
mm-hmm.
I just, like, I'm not mocking him. Like, I just think all of the doctors listen now, people in medical professions who've been years studying the science of,
you know, GPs now today going,
illnesses.
Flu be gone.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Can you imagine walking into your GP and say, look, I've got this pain in my leg, and the doctor goes, pain be gone.
Yeah, but do you
leave
not
this
think,
man's
though,
body.
Do you know when you have a flu that the power of, like, positive thought will help with it?
Power of positive thought is brilliant.
Do you ever kind of go, like, do you know what? I'm going to go for a shower now and I'm going to feel 10 million times better.
Yes, think
and
well.
And then you do.
Yeah. Think well and you'll be well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would never say, flu be gone. Uproot yourself from my body. And I'm not
a healer, though,
and
so it'd be pointless.
Well, But what I'm really saying here is that the funny thing about this is your man's reaction, not even the actual healing part of it. Your man's reaction of,
hey man, we're still sick,
is absolutely brilliant. Love that.
Sing the news with the 4-star Shannon Springs Hotel, home of the AA Rosette Award-winning Old Lodge Gastropub, catering for all your eating out needs. Visit shannonspringshotel.com for more.
So, the general election was announced for the 8th of February, and with that in mind, here is an election. This is Clare FM. Here comes an election. Changes in the dawn. Here comes an election. Will that government fall?
Posters looking class. Who will top the poll here? They'll be judged on the past.
Now they're promising things, and they'll make a stand. And you'll discover the election's on the way.
Everywhere, it's on the way all right.
Here comes an election. It's time to have your say. Here comes an election. Who's gonna make a way?
For Clare FM's Mr. Showbiz with all the latest showbiz news.
Clare FM, Thursday morning, it's the Colin McGrath Breakfast from RSVP Magazine. Our showbiz guy, Mikey O'Loughlin, is here. Mikey, good morning!
Good morning, Colin.
Now, it's a very interesting time of year when all the reality TV shows start to take over, right? So we have Dancing on Ice, we have Winter Love Island, we have Dancing with the Stars, which is the one we're very concerned about. And I know you spend a lot of time hanging out with the crew, hanging out with the cast, and you're totally committed to this thing. So I think we should be too. Is that cool?
I think so. Let's go for it. We all love it. So let's get totally engrossed in it, because we need a little escapism with this whole general election thing going on.
Yeah, and now we know it's only a couple of weeks ago, but there's an election every Sunday starting this weekend now on Dancing with the Stars, because the eliminations begin.
Yes, so that is the most important thing. We've seen the first 2 weeks, we saw the girls come out, we've seen the guys come out, we've got to see what they're like in the dance floor. We've seen them in group dances, and we've got to know them a little bit better outside of their normal roles. But now the important stuff happens. This is where it gets competitive. This is where we find out where everyone's alliances lie, as we get to see them eliminated week by week, one at a time. So it's the first person is going to be eliminated this Sunday, and it's going to be a combined score of their dance this Sunday as well as their first dance that they did in either week one or week two.
Okay.
And of course, the judges' scores and the audience scores at homes are all combined as well. So there's a bit of everything. So it does kind of put it a bit in the air to see who will go, because there's so much, you know, that combines to make sure or to see who's going to be eliminated. But as mentioned, Michael Carruth there, of course, he is injured and didn't get to dance the group dance last week. And he says that he has no qualms in quitting the show if he doesn't get fighting fit, because he said, you know, he's got a tear in his tendon and he's just not putting himself through this. At the end of the day, it's just a reality show. And I actually caught him behind the scenes, and here's what he said to me.
I think, listen, when I said to you earlier, everyone there, like, I know what my body's going to be like now, come Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, I'll make the right decision, but I'm not giving up on that. I'm not dancing next week. I know me and I know what I'm like. I'll fight to the bitter end, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. If medical gets in between and they tell me and advise me to do something different, well, then I'll listen to them. But other than that, I will be fighting my way all the way back on Sunday.
So there you go. That's Olympic champion and wannabe dancer Mike Cruth. Mikey, on your travels last weekend with the cast, you also got up Mary Kennedy.
Yes, as I mentioned, Mary Kennedy is a national treasure. And people were a little bit disappointed that she only got a score of 3 from Judge Brian Redman. She danced to Mary Black Frontiers, which is one of the most emotional songs. And it was a beautiful foxtrot. But as I said, mentioned by Karen Byrne having her own backing, so does her partner, John Nolan. And John is very sweet on screen, but I was wondering, is he a little bit strict in rehearsal? So I asked Mary what he was like to work with.
He's so, so nice. If we're starting at 8 o'clock in the morning in the studio, he'll be in at about 7:15. He'll have the heat on.
That's the person you want in your life.
So lovely. And he's gentle, and he's patient, and he is great at explaining. He knows what it's like from the other person's point of view. So,
it's getting exciting, headed towards the weekend again. Dance with the Stars on television on Sunday evening. Mikey O'Loughlin, our showbiz guy. Thanks, Emil. Have a good week.
Catch you later.
You may have seen on our Facebook page a video that I put up yesterday of our Brian Flynn. Basically, we do a video a couple of times a week where he talks about what's coming up in his show. And sometimes he's a one-take wonder and it's seamless. Other times, like yesterday, things don't go so well. Have a listen.
I'm rolling, so whatever you want to go for it. It's,
How are you doing?
No, wait. Sorry. I was in the middle of talk and you went for it. Okay.
That was take one, right?
How are you doing? This is Brian Flynn, and I'm inviting you to join me right here tomorrow for the afternoon. We do it again.
It's one of those things, like, where we couldn't get it going. Then we went for take number 3.
Yesterday. Still nobody got it, okay? We have Garrow Mannion in talking about...
You can't say join me tomorrow. We gave hints yesterday. You gave hints on Monday. This will go tonight. So just say, on Monday we give hints. Yeah, but if people see it on Tuesday...
Okay.
Yeah, on Monday's show, we give a couple of hints.
There you go, Mike Paul Brian. We just couldn't get it together yesterday. So we kept going anyway, you know.
How are you doing? This is Brian Flynn, inviting you to join me right here tomorrow for Tuesday's afternoon show. Now, our mystery voice has been going for quite a while, and on Monday week...
There's a video of all of this, by the way, on the Clare FM Facebook page if you want to see it as well as here. Take number 7.
How are you doing? This is Brian Flynn, inviting you to join me tomorrow for Tuesday's afternoon show. Now,
I even had to cut out some swear words.
How are you doing? This is Brian Flynn, inviting you to join me tomorrow for Tuesday's afternoon show. Now, yesterday we gave you a hint.
Anyway, he eventually did get it, and there was hoopla from the crowd that were watching. It was wonderful. But he did also finish it with this.
If that's messy in any way, I can do it again.
Imagine trying to do that again. Eh? Brian Flynn is on the... Now, you may remember a little while back, was it shortly before Christmas? Are we allowed to say Christmas even now on the 14th of Jan? Hector was on, and we've become pals since, and he said when he was on, I need to tell you about something in January called Feel the Burn. So I had a chat with him yesterday afternoon. I'm going to play it for you now. We spoke about Feel the Burn and the uniqueness of the landscape in the Burn.
It's all about feeling the Burn, Cullum, on the 25th. We're delighted. Even when we picked the date back in November, we're there, right? We have to do it. 25th of January, it's come around really quick. I just hope we get a bit of weather on the day. I hope we get that crispy January sunshine and the rain stays away. It's going to be an epic day and a great experience for people to come down. And as you say, it's a unique part of the country.
Yeah.
It's nestled in the lowlands and the highlands of the Burren, just outside Tubber, on a place called Bulleven Farm. It's 400 acres. The best part of it is the hill. When you get to the top of that hill and look around Galway County and Clare and look out over the Burren, it's an incredible place. So hopefully people at about 8 kilometres into the race will say, wow, I haven't seen a view like this in a while.
People like challenging themselves as well, and you can see that sometimes there's these races like these Tough Mudder type efforts, but this is a natural obstacle course.
Yeah, we didn't want to tamper too much with the beautiful topography of the land. Like, I mean, we've Drumlins, we've Turlocks, as I say, we've Hazel Forest, we've Scrubland, we've Craigs, we've an amazing hill. People are worrying that the obstacle is going to be really hard. No, they're not. They're balanced, they're lifting, they're pull. There might be a bit of water as well. But it's not the SAS Who Dares Wins on Channel 4. We're not trying to break you down mentally and physically. I want everybody at the end of the 10K, when they come back towards registration and back towards where it all started, to have a mug of soup, a chunk of bread. We'll have bonfires lighting, and I want to get back down and reconnect with the land and reconnect with people and talk with no mobiles, with no technology, in the best Wi-Fi that we have, which is Mother Nature. It's an amazing part of the world. We just want to shine a light on that parish of Tubber, on Bulleven, and on the amazing place that's been there for hundreds of millions of years called the Burren.
Are you going to feel the Burren that day, Hector?
Listen, when I walked that hill there a couple of weeks ago, I was up, we've a dolmen specially erected on the top of the hill, 3.5 metres by 2.5 metres. We've a bell on the top for Cullen. When I walked that hill, my ears were popping. I took in the view, let's just say, after about 7 or 8 flights of stairs, as you get up on that hill, you stop, you look around. I saw the wild goats of the Burren, a pack of 200 wild goats going by me, and it was just incredible. It's an amazing thing. Whether I'm able to, I don't think my fitness is at that level yet, but I can guarantee you this, by the time the one comes in the summer, I will be really feeling the Burren.
Brilliant. And listen, for those whose fitness is at that level, how can they get involved?
Look at feeltheburren.ie. We're at Feel the Burren on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Check it out on feeltheburren.ie. It starts on the 25th from about 9:30 in the morning till 1:30. Bring a friend. If you're bringing a couple in a team, there's a discount booking promo code there we can set up for you. Just spread the word, and if we get the weather, it's an amazing way to welcome the new year and say goodbye to January, and it's in a beautiful part of the world for your listeners. We're all very proud of County Clare. I'm married into the Kilfenora Cayley band.
Brilliant.
This is the next step for me down there.
Well, you couldn't buy the location for Ireland's newest outdoor race. Hector, hope goes very well for you. And like you said, feeltheburren.ie is where you'll find all the details. Thanks
a
million, man.
25th, Colin, and thanks a million.
Right. How are you, Fiona?
Hi.
You can hear the dulcet tones of Blind Boy Boat Club from the Rubber Bandits in the background.
Uh-huh.
From their big hit single, I'm a Horse Outside.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's not in key.
Oh, the bunk, hey.
We get that.
So basically, the interview challenge this week, you decided that for the first one, my target for the interview challenge, sounds very final, my target, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Would be Blind Boy Boat Club from the Rubber Bandits.
Which I figured would be easy enough.
Yeah, I figured, as soon as you said it, I went, oh, interesting choice.
Should be able to do that.
And doable.
Yeah.
He's local, he's one of our own, like.
I'm sure, won't he be playing here at some point
in
the future?
Yeah, he's on in Bloor.
Yeah.
So what I did was, and I always do this, uh-huh, as soon as you say who it is, I start thinking, how will I get them?
Yeah.
So the first thing I did was, I did a little Google search, and I found the email address of their management.
Uh-huh.
Their manager, according to this email address, is a gentleman called Nicholas Butts.
Right.
So I sent an email saying, morning, gents, it's Colm here from Clare FM. Hoping to kill two birds with one stone. Any chance of a quick phone interview with Blind Boy before the end of the week? I do a slot in the show called The Interview Challenge, where I'm set the challenge of bagging a brief interview with someone well known. This week it's Blind Boy. Also, it might be good to do this ahead of the Glore show at the end of February. You can get back to me on this email, or I'll give my mobile number. All the best.
Mm-hmm.
That was a polite request.
That's fair enough.
Polite request, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No reply. So I went on
no
Twitter.
No reply at all.
None whatsoever.
All right, okay.
So I went on Twitter. I sent a direct message, private tweet, saying, hi lads, any chance of a quick phone with Blind Boy before the end of the week? I do a slot in the show, yada, yada, yada. We could chat about the Glore show at the end of February, thanks, Colm.
Did you say yada, yada, yada?
No, I'm just...
Because I would have ignored that as well.
I said the same as the email. Just fast forwarding through all the,
right, okay, go
the
on.
Fluff.
And
no reply.
No reply at all,
none,
okay,
whatsoever.
Right.
Yeah, so that's two avenues ignored. Right,
right, okay.
Then I went on Google to Google the manager, this Nicholas Butts character.
And you found out?
That Nicholas Butts is a Cocker Spaniel. Yeah.
Is it their Cocker Spaniel?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it is. Their dog. It's their dog. Right. So then I decided to take a new tack, considering he's coming to Glore at the end of February.
Yes.
That I would go that route and contact the booker and say, look, the lads are coming to Glore, or at least Blind Boy's coming to Glore. Two lads aren't, it's just Blind Boy. What are the chances of a chat? And I got back an email saying, this won't work. However, we will do an email questionnaire.
An email questionnaire.
Now, I just need to remind everybody, including myself at this point, that this is a radio show. An email questionnaire is no good, really. You know?
Yeah.
That's fine if you write for a publication. Well, then you send the questions and they send the replies and that's what you print.
Yeah.
At no point me asking questions. So what I did was, I said, okay, I have one question. Why won't you come on the show?
Yeah. Did you get a response?
I did.
Go on.
We can do an email questionnaire. Coming on the show won't be happening. So
you failed?
Well, you have been failed. No, well, I think he failed.
Yeah.
I mean, the perfectly acceptable response would be, "Hiya, yeah, thanks for asking. We're not available.
Busy.
Maybe some other time. Not this one."
An email questionnaire for radio. I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on that.
Yeah, there you go. So I don't have Blind Boy Boat Club on the show today. I failed. He failed miserably, I think, in my opinion. Anyway,
think so too.
So
I'm really disappointed in that now.
You know, last year when we did this,
yeah.
some really well-known people, like proper celebrities, Dara Breen and Chris O'Dowd, all acknowledged their request and said, we're just a bit busy at the moment.
And literally listed out all of the things they were doing, didn't
yeah,
they?
We're not able to do this, but we will do it some other time.
Yeah.
That's absolutely perfect. But an email questionnaire for a radio show. So anyway, there you go. That was me out anyway. So like that happened after maybe day two. I think that was Thursday when I got the response. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to try anymore now.
You give up?
I've lost the love for this. I didn't want to get into it because I just felt like I was at a loss already.
Yeah.
So I just said, no, I'm bigger than that. And I admitted defeat 2 days in, which is unlike me. You know I keep going at this. Like last year.
Yeah, you're usually quite down stubborn,
to the,
I'm
down,
surprised.
Yeah, down to the morning. It was just the coldness of the response that made me think, nah, flip that.
You're getting an email questionnaire or nothing, mate.
Yeah. So I'm waiting for the knock on the door when they're performing the county at some point to look for some publicity. I'm going to go, oh.
They must be pretty sure they don't need a bit of publicity.
There you go.
Just
anyway, we've given it to them now. So onwards and upwards we go. We need a new celebrity and a new challenge for this week, Fiona. So between now and next Tuesday on the interview challenge, who will I be searching for, please?
See, this is probably another easy one.
Another
easy one. See, that was supposed to be easy as well.
Funny enough, none of these end up easy. And the major celebrities are the ones that give you the response.
That's
and the ones that aren't so major are the ones that kind of go, nah, not doing it.
Yeah. See, you inspired me yesterday, right?
Right, go on, how?
With all your goings on, I think you should try Dermot Bannon.
Off room to improve. I slagged him yesterday.
I know, that's why you inspired me. I was like, wouldn't that be great? See, can you slag him to his face?
No.
Colin McGrath.
Well, it's not that I slagged him. I questioned. I'd ask him the same question, absolutely.
You should probably put in your email that we don't do email questionnaires.
All right, so Dermot Bannon, off room to improve between now and next Tuesday. And by the way, lads, if any of these interviews coming up, like you have questions for the person coming up, you can text them anytime to 0861-800-964.
And we'll pop it in our questionnaire.
Fiona, thanks a million. Thank you very much. And I apologise if I sound a little bit vexed about the first one. But like after 2 days, I'd had enough. I really had. Have a good one.
You have a good one.
Claire FM. Next week's interview challenge, victim or target, is Dermot Bannon off room to improve. It's Claire FM. How are you getting on, Fiona?
How are you, Christy?
I'm very well now, thanks to yourself.
Good.
Are you all gearing up now for GE 2020?
I sure am.
Is that what all the cool kids are calling it now? Hashtag GE 2020. I'm just doing it for the gram, Fiona. Did you know that? When I heard about Instagram first, I thought it was a very fast drug dealer. Just wondering if you knew that at all. So this time around, Fiona, I decided not to pick on any politicians because that wouldn't be fair of me.
Right.
So I've decided to use my lament today as a sort of an inspiration to make sure that people get out on the 8th of February and do their duty and actually vote this time. You know, go for your number one or your number two, depending on what you ate the night before. Do you know what I'm saying? So, are you ready? Can we rock on?
Go for it, Chris.
This is called hashtag GE2020, because that's what all the cool kids are calling it now, you know. You know yourself, right?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Here we go. A hen, a doe, a three. A Leo, there you are, with that big reveal. February 8th, they'll all be out looking for his job to steal. They'll be knocking on doors and shaking hands, asking for your first preference. But all you'll have to make your decision is their last term as your reference. Kissing babies and making deals, the time will take its toll. And as you head to work today, you will see they're up the pole. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, 'tis a sheer act of folly. If the first job they don't do is help to get you off your trolley. I'm talking hospitals, it is no fun lying there all laid up. They sing praise to the staff, it's not their fault the place is so meshed up. When they come calling, ask the questions, it really is no strife. It's part and parcel of their jobs, working a public life. Now listen up folks, don't get me wrong, they have a tough job to do, and it's up to you to decide that they weren't your number one or number two. Who's it gonna be? Who do you choose? It's up to you to pick, but make sure you get out and do it, 'cause it happens really quick. Don't be one of those people who spend their time always giving out. Get up and vote, and then you'll have a really good reason to shout. Now there's 3 weeks to go, make your vote count, your options will be plenty, and very soon we'll have a new crowd in following GE 2020. There you go, Fiona. Everyone has to get up and vote. No matter who it is, go vote, or else don't be given out if you don't. Do you know those ones that say, oh, I love a new government, but I'm not going to vote? Shut up, Ardette, and get out and do it. February 8th. Thanks a million. Have yourself a lovely week. From Christy for this week, Slán. Good luck and thanks.